Hello, my name is Desmond Moulton, and the topic I will be speaking on is how can we have the Spirit with us at all times? What does it mean to feel the Spirit? In a talk I read by Victoria Pass, she talks about understanding the role of the Holy Ghost and how He speaks to us in many ways. It says, when we are trying to feel the Spirit, it's important that we start an understanding of who the Holy Ghost is and how He speaks to us. Each person may receive revelation in who the Holy Ghost is and how He speaks to us. Each person may receive revelation in different ways. For example, some people more commonly feel warmth, while others more often feel peace. Such promptings and feelings can come to each of us in various ways at different times. I personally feel the Spirit when I'm around my friends or family. When we have family prayers or do wholesome activities as a family or get along with one another, the Spirit is invited into my home. The choice we make in our closest friends is very important by trying to maintain the Spirit in our lives. Friends can help us with this by supporting each other in the choices in what movies we watch, music we listen to, and what we view or comment on social media. Friends that help you remember to make good choices and choose good things that help the Spirit to be present help me to feel more at peace. But all of us have the opportunity to feel the church, and we feel the Spirit in the church or the temples. But how can we have the Spirit with us at all times? President Nelson once said, "Nothing opens the heavens quite like the combination of increased purity, exact obedience, earnest seeking, and daily feasting on the words of Christ." In the Book of Mormon, and regular time committed to the temple and family history work. We can pray every day for the blessings of the Holy Ghost to help us with our struggles or problems. We can ask our Heavenly Father for the individual guidance we need to hear and fill the still small voice. If we learn all we can of the gospel through regular church attendance, reading our scriptures, and seeking revelation through personal prayer, we will be able to discern the voice of the Spirit more clearly in our lives. There's a section in the Young Men's Theme that really stands out to me. It says, as I strive to serve, exercise faith, repent, and improve each day, I will qualify to receive temple blessings. I think this means that if we do good things for others, have faith, and repent each day, we will receive the blessings of Heavenly Father's atonement. I think this means and help us to have better access to feeling the Spirit. I really like this quote from Elder Rasband, who said, "Our Father in heaven knew that in mortality we would face challenges, tribulation, and turmoil. He knew that we would wrestle with questions, disappointments, temptation, and weaknesses. To give us mortal strength, the divine guidance that provided the Holy Spirit, another name for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost binds us to the Lord by divine assignment. He inspires, testifies, teaches, and prompts us to walk in the light of the Lord. We have the sacred responsibility to learn and recognize His influence in our lives and respond. I'd like to bear my testimony that I am grateful for my loving family and friends, and I'm grateful that Ivan is going on this mission and setting an example for all of us. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."